North Reading High School football coach Ed Blum is joining us here on MSO News Sports. Super Bowl winners a year ago. They're opening up in Amesbury on Friday night. Coach Blum, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Bill, thank you again, as always, for having me on.
Ed, training camp this year. So tell us about a note or two that you've been able to sort out during the first several weeks of practices here leading up to your opener on Friday.
Yeah, I think, this past week for us was big just in terms of competition. We did a joint practice Monday with Kip and then scrimmaged Kip on Tuesday and then had a game-like scrimmage on Friday against Wakefield. And I think, we've got a lot of guys that are looking to fill in for roles of guys that we lost last year. And I think going against other teams really provided a good foundation for them to get that experience and get some of those reads and get that competition. So overall, just a really good week of competing and guys learning and trying to get ready for varsity level football.
Ed, do you only scrimmage teams that were in the Super Bowl a year ago? Is that how you do it?
That was just luck of the draw. I think it's crazy. Me and Coach Rath talked last year about it too, that it was just from our scrimmage a year ago to where we are now and just kind of the journey that it was. And, I think I coached in the Shriners game, and that's kind of what helped set up the Kip relationship with Coach Rabbit over there. So, you like to go against programs that are well coached and that have high expectations, and that I feel like just brings that compete level to a good, really good point for all teams. So it certainly doesn't hurt. It certainly doesn't hurt that you're going against programs that have had some recent success as well.
Ed, let's zero back in on North Reading football. So you had, we mentioned a year ago winning the Super Bowl, but now you've got a lot of spots to fill on your depth chart. So what have you? What can you share with us about some players that you're slotting into some key spots for North Reading football here?
Yeah, I think, first it starts at our quarterback position. We've got a sophomore, Jason Berry, looking to step up and kind of fill those shoes of Alex Carucci. And he's doing a great job. I think it's never an easy position, but he's a really mature, competitive, really coachable kid. So it's kind of awesome to kind of see him grow and handle those situations. There's about three or four other sophomores in his grade that are also looking to step up and fill positions, whether a middle linebacker, on the offensive line, defensive line, even wide receiver. So it's a good, solid grade for us. And then the junior class, we had a few of those guys play for us last year, sophomores, and even more of them are stepping up into big roles. Ryan Lab, James Federa, David Tran, Andrew Taylor. The list kind of just goes on and on. There's about 10 of them, and I would say about 9 to 10 of them are playing some sort of role for us, whether on the offense, defense, upside of the ball. So a lot of guys just excited for their opportunities. It's kind of a collective effort, and they did a great job kind of laying a foundation and learning this preseason.
Ed, I know Amesbury, the game a year ago where they came to your place and picked up the win, I think was probably a defining game for you guys in propelling you guys the rest of the way to that Super Bowl championship. But what can you tell me about this year's Amesbury team and how you see the matchup this week?
Yeah, I mean, they're a great team again. They had 4 of their 5 offensive linemen returning and what they do offensively, that experience is also big for them. Obviously they've got guys who are looking to step up in the running back position, and their ball carriers. But they always have guys, who are tough to tackle. And I think it's an interesting twist this year, having them game one, rather than more middle of the season. I think for both teams, it's going to be a good battle. Obviously kind of down to, which team can make the fewest mistakes, kind of handle adversity, but I think it's a great test for us. They're a well-coached team. They do what they do offensively and defensively really well. The kids have really bought into it. So, they definitely, I think probably are towards the top of being favorites for that Division 7 Super Bowl. So, you know, you talk about scrimmaging some past Super Bowl teams. You know, our game one is starting off against a really high competitor team. And that's kind of what we want early on, to kind of test ourselves and see where we are and see where we need to go to.
Ed, final question for you would be the focus on practice this week leading up to that Amesbury game. Is the focus trying to defend their run game, or what is the key thing that you'll be guys, couple of key things you guys will be working on in practice this week?
Yeah, I think it's best you can, you know, slowing down what they do, you know, but they're also very happy getting 3 or 4 yards on every play. And then, you know, occasionally, you know, ripping one off, whether a long run or a pass game. So big thing for us will just be getting the guys to learn their reads, you know, understanding that whatever we do in practice or even watching on film, like come game time on Friday, like everything's going to be happening so much faster. And so like just mentally preparing for the speed of the game, and understanding that they're going to have success, you know, and you know, how do we limit the number of successes that they have, you know, on a given drive in a given game. And so there'll definitely be adversity to face, but I think the biggest thing will just be getting our guys ready from a mental standpoint, and then physically being as well rested as we can going into it, so that, because we know it's going to be a grind against them.
Absolutely. Coach, thank you so much for your time, and best of luck on Friday night.
Awesome. Thank you, Bill.
Yep. Ed Blum, North Reading football coach, here with us here on MSONewsSports.com.